Christians made a difference. Today we are looking at the life of an English woman born in 1780. She was a reformer of English prisons, a social reformer, and philanthropist. She is Elizabeth Fry. Elizabeth Fry was a keen Quaker Christian woman. She has been called the Angel of Prisons. Elizabeth was born Elizabeth Gurney in Norfolk, England. Her family was a prominent Quaker family. Her mother died when she was 12 years old. As one of the oldest girls in her family, she was partly responsible for the care and education of the younger children. When Elizabeth was 18 years old, she heard the American Quaker preacher William Savory preach and was deeply moved by his words. It was this that motivated her to take an interest in the poor, the sick, and prisoners. She started collecting old clothes for poor people and visiting sick people and prisoners. She also started a Sunday school in the family summer house to teach children to read. She met and married Joseph Fry, a banker and tea dealer, in 1800 at the age of 20. The Frys had 11 children, 5 sons and 6 daughters. Elizabeth was a gifted devotional speaker, and she was recorded as a minister of the Religious Society of Friends in 1811. This meant that she was acknowledged to have a gift of spoken ministry, or speaking in Quaker services. In 1813, Elizabeth visited Newgate Prison in London. She was horrified by what she saw. The women's section was overcrowded with women and children, and some had not even been tried yet. Many children were imprisoned with their mothers. The women slept on straw in small cells and did their own cooking and washing in their cells. Her immediate reaction was to return the next day with food and clothes for some of the prisoners. In 1817, she helped found the Association for the Reformation of the Female Prisoners in Newgate. They provided materials so women could learn to sew and knit and were ready to earn some money on their release. She also instructed them in hygiene. She intervened for women on death row, and if her pleas were unsuccessful, she accompanied women to the scaffold and comforted them in their last moments. She campaigned for reforms such as the separation of men and women prisoners, paid work for inmates, women guards for women prisoners, and the housing of criminals according to their crimes. She stayed the night in some of the prisons to experience the conditions, and she invited some upper-class people to come and stay and see for themselves the conditions prisoners lived in. Her brother-in-law, Thomas Buxton, was elected to Parliament and began to promote her work among his fellow members of Parliament. To the people of the day, what Fry's efforts produced was a miracle. Under her care, many of the reportedly wild and difficult inmates became orderly, disciplined, and devout. Mayors and sheriffs from surrounding regions visited Newgate and then began initiating the reforms in their own prisons. In 1818, Fry gave testimony before the House of Commons Committee on the State of English Prisons. She was the first woman to present evidence in Parliament. This contributed to the Prison Reform Act of 1823. Elizabeth also promoted the idea of rehabilitation instead of harsh punishment. This was adopted by the London City authorities and many others across England. She also promoted her prison reform ideas in France, Belgium, Holland and Germany. Fry's concern extended to women in halfway houses, where she introduced education, discipline and Bible instruction. She helped establish a night shelter in London in 1820 and formed societies to minister to vagrant families. In Brighton, she established a society which arranged for volunteers to visit the homes of the poor and provide help and comfort to them. This successful plan was replicated across Britain. At that time, England was transporting convicts to its colonies, including Australia. Elizabeth Fry campaigned for their rights. She visited prison ships and persuaded captains to ensure that each woman and child would get a fair share of food and water on the long journey. Later she arranged for the women to be given scraps of material and sewing tools so they could make quilts during the trip and develop some useful skills. She provided them with care packages with useful items such as string, knives and forks, and a Bible. Until her death in 1845, at age 65, she visited every convict ship that carried female prisoners to the British colonies. In all, she visited 106 transport ships and saw 12,000 convicts. Her work helped to start a movement for the abolition of transportation. Transportation was officially abolished in 1837. However, Elizabeth Fry was still visiting transportation ships in 1843. She also used her influence and worked with other Quakers to campaign for the abolition of the slave trade. In 1840, she opened a training school for nurses, the Sisters of Devonshire Square. Her program inspired Florence Nightingale, who took a team of Fry's nurses to assist wounded soldiers in the Crimean War. After her husband went bankrupt in 1828, her brother became her business manager and benefactor. Thanks to him, her work went on and expanded. Elizabeth died from a stroke in October 1845. Her remains were buried in the Friends Burial Ground at Barklin. Seamen of the Ramsgate Coast Guard flew their flag at half-mast in respect for Mrs. Fry, a practice previously reserved for the death of a ruling monarch. More than 1,000 people stood in silence during her burial at the Ramsgate Memorial. They recognised the work of this devout Christian in improving conditions for the poorest and most vulnerable of women. She made an amazing difference for good. Christians, man.